Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, we were talking with Mark Grebner a couple of weeks ago, and that's the first time that I had any indication that Virge Bernero had turned this race around. A lot of people said that he could or he would, but Mark Grebner said he had. And I want to bring him in now from Practical Political Consulting. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm just ducky.
Well, a day like this, a beautiful day, and we know what the voter turnout usually is for primary elections. Does this mean more people are liable to go to the polls, or more people are liable to say, to heck with it?
Well, I think what drives turnout is how interesting the election is and how easy it is to vote. Mm-hmm. Weather is really overstated as a factor, unless it's just terrible.
Okay, well, it's easier to vote now, I guess, with the driver's license swipe. It took me 6 minutes today in Okemos.
Well, when I talk about easy to vote, I'm not really talking about the mechanics of getting a ballot.
Okay.
I really mean a voter has to think, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to go vote against that son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. You have something you're going to vote that's clear in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to keep track of, and you didn't have to study all last night to figure out which one you're sporting.
Right. And what about the passion at a time like this where you probably got a few other things that you wouldn't mind doing tonight, but it's got to be something that gets you off your duff or off your couch and out to the polling place.
Well, I think on the Republican side, there's a lot of that. The polling that I've done has picked it up, that it's very easy to get Republicans to answer poll questions this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got this wide range of candidates for governor, and you can feel strongly about them, or, you know, you can be favorable or unfavorable. And they've also got a lot of congressional races around the state where open seats or challenges. And so I think it's attractive to the typical Republican voter to go to the polls because it's easy to form an opinion, and you can feel strongly about it, and you can go and, you know, exercise your decision. But for the Democrats, it's a lot harder. Frankly, neither Verge nor Andy Dillon has run a campaign that has really gotten people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Insiders maybe know about it, but that's about it. And there are very few primaries, other than some legislative ones, but there aren't really any congressional primaries that are very important to people outside Detroit.
Would you say that in terms of the Democratic race, there's a pretty big difference in the issues between Virge Bernero and Andy Dillon? And in the Republican case, other than Rick Snyder, it's much closer and it's more splitting hairs.
Yes, but of course in the Republican case, the real question is Rick Snyder going to pull away from the pack and win?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so for a conservative Republican, that's a motivating factor, even if they have two or three choices of who to vote for.
Right.
On the Democratic side, I would say that the Democrats have there's a perception that they're very different. I'm not sure that their politics are all that different, but that doesn't matter. Andy Dillon painted himself into a corner.
Right.
And woke up about 3 weeks ago and I think has now figured out the paint is wet in all directions. He's just stuck there.
Wherever he steps, he's going to put a foot in it, right?
He's going to put a foot and track wet paint onto his carpeting. I just don't know how he's going to get out of that corner.
Well, when people said, how has Virge Bernero done this? Maybe they're missing the point. Maybe he was just himself and Andy Dillon did it to himself, if that's the way this turns out.
I really believe that's the case. I think the Dillon campaign made a mistake 6 months ago in positioning Andy Dillon as not a typical Democrat. That may have sounded really good to them, but you run in a Democratic primary
right.
in this year, and you tell people, I'm not a typical Democrat, and the typical Democrat says, oh, well, I'll vote for the other guy then. And
right.
And Virge Bernero would not have been a typical Democrat. I mean, those of us who know him would never have said that about him. But in this context, he just comes off as generic Democrat.
Right. Compared to the way Andy Dillon has positioned himself, he looks like the epitome of the Democratic Party.
Right, right. He's not against the insiders. He's not trying to break the hold of the labor unions. He's not right to life. He's not 10 other things. Right. And so if he just keeps his mouth shut and acts like a Democrat, he's really easy for the average typical Democrat to vote for.
Mark, how wrong would it be to draw a lot of conclusions based on tonight in terms of what we're going to see in November?
In the first place, well, if you're talking about the governor's race, we really need to figure out who the Republicans nominate.
Mm-hmm.
On the Democratic side, I think it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it has been over for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Republican side, they could easily nominate Rick Snyder today. And
mm-hmm.
if they do that, that's one set of bets. If they nominate Hoekstra or Cox, that's something quite different.
Mm-hmm. In terms of Virge Bernero's chances, if indeed he is the Democratic nominee, against Rick Snyder as opposed to Cox or Hoekstra, where does he have a better chance to be elected?
Well, it certainly wouldn't be Snyder. I think that Snyder versus Virge will end up just throwing punches wildly and not ever landing one, and Snyder will just basically stay out of his reach and just not say much.
Right.
And, you know, just talk about his business experience, and that'll be easy.
Someone used the expression today that Snyder would rope-a-dope him. And,
yeah.
Virge had really better hope that one of the further right candidates wins.
That's right. Who have their own specific weaknesses. I mean, Hoekstra comes across as wooden and very conservative but
mm-hmm.
sincere. And so that would be mainly an ideological fight, which presumably the Republicans would win,
right.
But it would be fairly close.
Very interesting.
Whereas I think that Cox presents the image of somebody that just makes a lot of people queasy.
Mark, thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you a little bit later in a general election.
All righty.
We'll be right back with Hour 2. Susan J. Demas up next on Ebling and You.